The unsaved hear the gospel during Thanksgiving in the U.S. Slava Gospel Association's gearing up to share the hope of Christ with orphans, and Russian Ministries is recruiting Russian Christmas volunteers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. City Team Ministries' U.S. Thanksgiving outreach began with the distribution of several hundred turkeys and chickens. Then last night, more than 300 people were fed a hot meal in downtown Oakland, California. The people they serve come from several walks of life, and Chris Williams says the outreach offers
insurmountable opportunity. I mean, I'll be sharing in the Word, and then also just through exhibiting the love of God through serving people that are not normally on the receiving end of being served. It's just through our example that many will see the love of God in us, and it would cause them to be drawn to Christ.
Coupled with City Team's year-round ministry, this outreach allows them to reach even more people. That means even more volunteers are needed.
They can get involved by coming down to volunteer, by cooking, by leading our chapel services, by leading a Bible study, by doing mentoring of our men. There's so many ways to get involved.
Next, Cyclone Sidr killed thousands in Bangladesh and left thousands more homeless. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism has many workers from their hospital who have affected family members. But ABWE is thankful that their ministries were largely spared from the brunt of the storm. Pray that the relief supplies will be able to reach the survivors. Pray, too, for the protection of their ministries as team members introduce Bangladeshis to the hope and shelter of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Buckner International foster care program is flourishing in Africa. Scott Collins tells us that a home setting is the best witness for a child who's never been exposed to one before.
The beauty of that is they get to see the gospel incarnated in the lives of their foster parents.
One young girl, now in foster care, was caring for a younger sibling at the age of 9. Another young man who lived in an orphanage in Nairobi has made great strides in his faith since living with a foster family. He's evidence that immersing children in a Christian home is a powerful tool of evangelism.
His nickname is Preacher. Everyone in the neighborhood where he lives with his foster home has gotten to know him since he's been there. And they call him Preacher because he tells everyone that he will one day grow up and become a pastor. And it's so wonderful to see that he has hope and a bright future because someone blessed his life through foster care.
You can donate to help establish more foster homes. Pray that God opens the hearts of prospective foster parents. Meanwhile, so many dysfunctional families continue to fall prey to drug and alcohol abuse across the lands of Russia. So the number of children growing up without loving parents is on the increase there. Slava Gospel Association says orphanages have some of the greatest needs. SGA's Orphans Reborn program tries to address some of those needs. It's designed to disciple young children for Christ. Children receive a Bible, study material, and some humanitarian aid. And finally, Christmas in Russia is January 7th. This year, Russian Ministries is making Christmas extra special for needy kids. Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba says millions of children are utterly poor, on the street, or even orphaned. With shoebox gifts from the West prohibited, Russian Ministries is now purchasing those boxes inside Russia to open doors for ministry.
This Christmas, we want to provide resources, and national churches will pack their own boxes. We add the Children's Bible and 30,000 children will receive those gifts.
Rahuba's praying relationships will be developed that will point kids to Christ. The great thing is, you can help Sergei and me deliver them.
To those who live on the streets in Moscow, but also in the Arctic Siberia, that never even dreamed that somebody will come that far to bring them a wonderful gift, to give them a Bible, and to tell them a story about Jesus.
Go to our website for more information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.